Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
In November 2012, Salvador Alvarenga went fishing off the coast of Mexico. Suddenly, a storm hit, and he made a desperate SOS. It was the last anyone heard from him for 438 days. This is his story. dream. Making me more sensitive. As dense as possible and as easy as possible to turn. But once I have this attention, I feel it is my right to pull it in whichever direction I choose. It can also be a result of a sort of collective intelligence, and you can see that in the movement. A dream, yeah. The individual person is, of course, necessary, but I'm not talking about individual, I'm talking about a manufactured image. It is the absence that opens up a new creative space. Nothing concrete, it's a natural part of fiction. I wouldn't recognize myself. A tone that is placid, but with unexpected wrinkles. Yeah, indeed, what are the reasons for the decisions we make? When I would observe it, but like deeply engaging with the view, it would be like an intimate, carnal love, but mixed with an equally carnal repulsion. Yeah, I'm not so sure about this anymore. The parts that have been dormant are enlarging your consciousness and making you more sensitive.
It was a poison dog drowning.
How do you write that down? It was like a wave, sort of lost, blue vest. Just uncertainty and unpredictable environment. Keeps you floating, I guess. That escapes me. I can't give an honest account. So they forget that every individual work has its own story. It diminished, then it vanished. It took me 10 years. Most radical of the many transformations that took place in the last century, I wouldn't recognize myself. Thank you. in order to keep sane. He imagined an alternative reality so believable that he could later say with total honesty that alone at sea he tasted the greatest meals of his life and experienced the most delicious sex. He was mastering the art of turning his solitude into a fantasia-like world. He started his mornings with a long walk. I would stroll back and forth on the boat and imagine that I was wandering the world. By doing this, I could make myself believe that I was actually doing something, not just sitting there thinking about dying. With this lively entourage of family, friends, and lovers, Alvarenga insulated himself from bleak reality. Hallucinations lasted long. He was whizzing along on a smooth current when suddenly the sky filled with shorebirds. Alvarenga stared. The muscles in his neck tightened. A tropical island emerged from the mist, a green Pacific atoll, a small hill surrounded by a kaleidoscope of turquoise water. Thank you.
Thank you.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radia.fm. Over and out.